podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
Wait, no, he wasn't.
He wanted you to pull the thing over.
Oh. You're always mean to Dan.
He was doing it to be mean to Venom.
I was not. Being mean to Dan on
purpose.
Just funny.
You were just like messing with him. No, I just love that.
Nobody can be mean to Dan in episode 312.
Whoa.
That's because Dan's not here. It's Venom.
It is Venom.
We got another box from Japan.
Wow, look. Just kidding. It's me. Fooled everybody watching the video. We got another box from Krab in Japan.
I can access in person.
That's right.
Cars.
I'm here in person. I'm just astral projecting myself into my normal Philly setup.
It's really warm in Ben's seat because of the astral projection.
Yeah.
I didn't know astral projections projected the heat, too.
It's kind of like a projector at a theater. If you throw a spree or a skittle at the screen, even though it's just light, it'll pop because it gets so warm.
Spree.
You would know this.
I was going to say.
What if you threw a Yuzin at it?
I think we need to take a field trip after this recording.
The question, though, is what movie are we watching to do this?
Hoppers.
I haven't seen that yet. But that huge thank you to Krab, who sent us another box of goodies from Japan, since he's living there, at least for now. And we got this super cool statue of Venom, King in Black, where he's got like a big old axe that looks dope.
And there's two Gokus.
There's two Gokus.
Two Gokus.
Does it go Kai?
No. It's Gokolves.
That's the GT Goku.
Gokolves. Yeah, it's like Wolves. You add a V-E-S to it.
Okay.
Gokolves.
Oh my gosh. The squishy just gets like...
That's so cute. Little it's a little squishy upsetting, Shiba actually. Inu.
It's so cute. And it's orange, which is my favorite color. So I keep him forever.
And there's some other little food things again. I love the little cheeses. What is that?
It's a little fold up something. And now that I'm looking at it where it's backlit, I think there's a Ninja Turtle on it. Yeah.
We love Ninja
Turtles. It's one of those like bags or something that folds in upon itself.
Maybe it's like a jacket.
That would be.
Is a jacket.
For like house mom.
Jacket?
Poncho?
Is a jacket.
It's not a Ninja Turtle. I'm sorry.
That's not even close to a Ninja Turtle.
It's.
I got the right.
A shopping bag. I thought it was a little kid's jacket. Cause
I did too.
But it's not. It's a shopping bag.
You try really hard, it could be a jacket.
Season 3 of a show. Chiaki?
Yuri Camp.
Yuri Camp is Lucky a very drink different shop. Show.
Yeah. Yeah, Yuri Camp would be very nice.
Masterpiece, really.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks, Krab.
I bet you that little anime girl is the anime girl.
She's a very different looking anime girl.
Oh, okay.
There was a little pouch with, we didn't know what was in it, so I opened it up and it had a little, like, keychain, like, coin purse thing, and then a keychain anime girl that I don't know. Somebody listening might know who it is, but. She also has a stand.
Somebody watching would have to know who she is. Because somebody listening would have no idea what you just showed.
The she looks like an anime girl. I don't know how else to describe her.
It's true.
Is it a moe aesthetic?
No.
It's not.
Well, maybe Ben would know.
It looks more like something from Rin versus Azumanga Daioh or something like that.
I'm just trying to name all the Japanese animation buzzwords I can think of.
Boku no Pico. I know that one.
To work on Monday. Some of our kids might know.
Maybe.
I mean, like, this is just anime 101. Every, like, female lead looks like five other female leads spliced together.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Or with a dog.
Yeah. There's also this really interesting...
There is a dog.
There's also this backpack that is, like, a cooler backpack, but is also designed like a giant ramen cup with straps.
Like, awesome. Like the anime 100 Good Deeds for Seijiro McDowd.
What?
Wow. That exists?
What?
It's kind of like Mr. Deeds.
I don't know what any of those words just meant.
You haven't seen Mr. Deeds?
You haven't seen 100...
Wasn't that Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I actually have seen that one.
We're also still eating a bunch of the dope snacks from Tao, too.
Yep, from Easter.
The most recent Tao bag is by far the best box. He did good job.
Take notes.
You
take
try not to laugh at Tao bag.
Tao bag.
speaking of Tao bag... How leech-like behavior is it for me to ask if I can come over tomorrow when I do drive up to say hello, but actually just to get a bunch of bag snacks?
Oh, yeah. There's no pretense there. Please come get some snacks.
You are totally entitled to those. Feel free to take as much dry squid as you like from the Laugh Japan box.
But you can't have any of the cheese crackers.
That's fine. I got my own.
I claim those as mine.
There are also a lot of jellyfish. Nope. Jelly beans.
I love jelly beans.
I would munch a bean fish.
Jelly. Are you just be? I was going to say jelly bean fish. Jellyfish beans?
I panicked. I thought Felix's friends got into my like secret bag of Starburst Favorite Reds bag. They didn't, though. It was the one that was already
open. What was that proper noun? Favorite Reds?
Favorite Reds. Fave Red.
It's Starburst, but it's all just the good flavors.
Yeah.
No, it's half good flavor, half watermelon.
Watermelon's great. Oh.
Still good.
It rounds up.
Watermelon jelly, Starburst jelly beans.
They're so garbage. Good. All of it's so good.
Ugh, you know what is really good, though?
What's good?
Everybody has gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual. No. I didn't forget this time. Nobody had to remind me. Nice. So thank you, everybody that's gone over there to support the show and the network. Especially X-Paxis, Iron Maze, Tao, and Enmity, our King Ding Doppeldongers, and our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilted Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks,
Handsome Andy,
Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, Kieran, Cottonmouth, Tony, and Cliffjumper. I put him out of order so Ben wouldn't mess me up, and then he did anyway.
Guys, and listen, stop patronizing the channel, because when you become a patron, it messes my flow up, and I'll never memorize it.
I only add him to the end.
Speaking of expenses.
Wait,
but I'm stupid, Dan.
Our newest patrons, I got a shout out.
Okay.
Since last recording, thank you, Adam. I don't know how to say this one. It's J-U-H-A. Juh. And Mad Mardigan. I thought was a great name.
Ooh, that's a good name.
All right, what do you got over there? A voicemail from X-Paxis?
I mean, I did.
Would you lose it?
Still can.
Okay.
I'm going to remedy that. Here we go. The legend lives on from the Iroquois on down of the town that we call Oneonta. The town, it is said, named for standing stones red, is the home of the Piscean crew. Oh, Michigan's home to the team of Dan Cole. Oh, we all wish the Lions good fortune. And 100 miles low Lake Ontario, where the closest sand beach for vacation. But the Stewart's restroom won't recover real soon from the visit by young Mr. JV. And when Danny's at school, all the kiddos are cool. Certainly she's much cooler than Dano. Well, Green Warden's new, and that makes Lucky Blue, because she's as mean to him as old Dr. Webby. But Jess shoots straight and true, and that's nothing that's new. She's a player that's consistent and steady.
Take it.
In a car wash, it says where the McRibs were fed on the date with Tim's ex-girlfriend, Cheryl. All the high schoolers knew the relationship would brew like the future of Edmund Fitzgerald. That's all. Have a great day. Bye.
That was incredible.
What was that about your ex-girlfriend named Cheryl?
I didn't.
The McRibs.
Oh,
the McRibs.
When I would try to break up with a girl by bringing her through a car wash and giving her a McRib about it.
Wow.
That's one of the best stories ever.
Well, I use that story as an example in my classes of people who have low expectations.
We need those lyrics in print, is what we need.
That's so good. Yep. So that's unexpected. So
we have them in text-to-speech. It doesn't match.
Oh my gosh.
It never does. That was great, Dan. Thank you.
That was awesome.
That was very high level.
I needed that.
Great.
That got me good.
Mm-hmm.
Can't breathe.
You don't need to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't need a DM.
What do you mean? You're in a life or death situation.
No, we're not. We won.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, we did it.
You didn't win.
Yay!
Nothing.
No. We did it.
We did it. Hooray. Hey, he went down, but from plot armor, it sounds like he's not dead yet.
No, at the end of last episode.
At the end of last episode.
We ended with a bleeding roll for Malice Manrak. He's bleeding 3, so he had a 30% chance to die. He rolled a 94, so he's A-okay. And that with Foundry, it's like low roll. If he rolled 1 to 30, he would be dead.
Okay.
So he collapses unconscious, though, a ways away. And at the end of the last episode, Green Warden established that she is going to keep shooting him until she is absolutely certain he is dead.
Oh, definitely.
And Webby said he's going to do everything in his power to make sure he stays alive.
Well, lucky for me, I go first.
No, Malice Manrak goes first.
Yeah, well...
He has a higher initiative than you.
What is he going to do?
No, I have fast shot. I'm going to go first.
Oh, dang it. Rules.
Doesn't it only happen at the beginning of the first round? Like, aren't we still in combat from last time?
That's a good question. Is it every round you can do that?
Let me look.
Isn't there a meta point that we can use to go first in the round or something like that?
You can spend a fortune to choose when you go in initiative. No one ever does it.
Yeah, because who would waste a fortune on that?
It's not a fate. I mean, fortune's expendable.
He never gives them back.
That's true.
That's not true at all.
He has literally never given them back to us.
Yeah, okay. Not doing it now, that's for sure. You're in a boss fight. Bitches!
As if you would give them back to us right now. Be so for real.
Well, give him 3 minutes. After a boss fight, we probably will.
Yeah. You know what? Jess can have her fortune point back.
No,
you suck.
I just checked to make you still have it.
I know I do.
You suck.
It's the only one I have, and it is gold right now.
All right, for real.
So let's have this conversation real quick, right? So Green Warden wants him dead.
Mm-hmm.
Webby does not want him dead.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of those two people have my best interest, even on the radar.
You okay, want it, exactly. What, half alive?
What does that have to do with you?
Because I have the power of magic, and I can stop things from happening.
The power of magic. So does Janna. She's there.
Janna the power is there, of magic too. That's right. That's right. So
she just tried to summon lightning and didn't quite work.
I'm just, if I could interact with the situation and have one of those two people's wishes, you know, seen through how they want it seen through, I don't know which one I would choose.
Good thing it doesn't matter to Green Warden. She's just shooting with Fast Shot.
Yeah.
I'll spend a fortune point to go first and cast Arrow Shield.
But why?
I'm seriously going to die. First.
That's just dick.
Ooh, oh my God, that's so funny.
It says I can fire outside of normal initiative order before any other combatant.
Maybe that doesn't work. But
reacts in the following
round. I'm going to allow it because it's hilarious.
Dan, you just want to keep your bad guy alive. That's not fair.
I've negged Rucky hard enough that he's now in love with me.
Seriously. Wow.
But in the end, the thing that
I'm the new party villain. I get it. Fine.
That love will triumph between these two is that I'll always try to save someone that's probably trying to kill us. So we should talk to him. We should hold him. There's a bunch of things we can do. There's no information we can get if he's dead.
Let me double check how this works exactly. How it's worded for spending fortune. It says at the start of the round, choose when to act in that round, disregarding initiative order. So they both say, like, ignoring the normal initiative rules, but because he's spending point for it,
because
I think it makes sense for him to go first.
Because of the way
I spent points to get the skill that lets me do the thing.
So all I'm saying is the way that's written, read as written, to choose when I would like to go. I would like to go before Green Warden.
Because this one says, if you have a loaded ranged weapon, you can fire it outside the normal initiative order before any other combatant reacts in the following round.
That makes me think that if you pick to go before me in the order, mine lets me go out of initiative order.
Okay, so you know what I'm going to do?
You going to make us roll damn dice?
Roll off.
Stop. I'm trying to build it up dramatically.
I would never helicopter.
So it's not going to be my fault. You're both going to roll a D100, and whoever rolls highest gets to go first.
What? I have to find a D100 because
I need dice.
That's the regular thing that we roll.
Yeah, but I can't. I normally roll in there.
Oh,
I have to find actual dice right now.
You want me to roll for you?
No.
You can roll it on Foundry.
I'm going to roll
Foundry
right now.
Foundry rolls high for you anyway.
Dan. Either rolls really high or really damn low.
Yeah.
Where's my other 100?
It was 3 jelly beans.
Oh, good job, JB.
Thanks.
And a duck? Oh, he's not quite in the dice tray.
He's not quite in there.
Yes. That's what I want. I was like, where's my other dice?
Nobody knows. How'd you do, Jess?
I hate my dice. They fail me at every turn. I'm gonna use a meta fate point.
What? What did you roll?
Me?
Yeah, the first time.
20.
Okay.
Because my dice hate me.
Kim said he got a 44.
I know, I heard it.
Wait, we were rolling higher?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I thought I lost.
Okay.
This is cruel and evil. You won't let me be cool.
Yes, it's also content. Think about content.
She's crossing her arms. I'm not quite pouting, but...
Think of it this way. Green Warden, that was my last fortune point. So if I fail to cast Arrow Shield, I'll have to take corruption and probably mutate and get tentacles about it.
Would you use a fortune point to re-roll that roll off?
No, to make the roll.
Oh, right. Never mind. All right, so now you're casting Arrow Shield.
Yeah.
Okay.
I rolled an 8.
Oh my god!
I'll extend that sucker out as far as I can.
That's so many success levels. Some would say the maximum you could have gotten.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Was that like 9?
10.
Wow.
Dang. Oh, because Griggs. I forgot to count.
His. Oh, 11 with Griggs.
What was that?
That's only channeling.
Oh, right.
No, my language magic is 70 and then 3 levels of...
70. That's right. I thought it was still 60-something. Okay, so you got 10, 9, whatever it was, success levels. 10 success levels.
Yeah, so we'll...
Jess is still staring down. I put it in the hands of fate. You both rolled dice.
You did. Hope you're all enjoying this, listeners.
We'll double the range and we'll make it last 3 times as long.
How long is that?
I don't know. I don't read spells.
Probably the rest of the fight by a lot. That is just an arcane spell, right? Yeah, Arrow Shield.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on your Foundry character sheet so I can actually
look at it too. Oh, cool. That's a great idea. You're a smart guy.
Thanks. Might actually be able to put it on the map.
If you don't, it's not there and I'm shooting him.
I'm just going to say you have a bunch of advantage to make sure it actually goes off.
I mean, here's the good news. For my move, I'll move right up next to him.
That was really smart. You know why, Tim? Because I was going to shoot you next. I was like, I think Green Warden's pissed. Because she knows what your giant, soupy-looking thing looks like.
Okay, so now we have it on there. The bigger circle is what it is with overcasting.
I'm not trying to prevent you from killing him. I just think we should take a moment. And not act so reactively. He's down. He's not a threat right now. We can potentially get information. We can find out how to shut this thing down. Maybe he's the only person with the information or something on to be able to do that.
From a table level, absolutely agree with you. In the speed of this moment, I'm pissed off and I'm not listening.
What I'm saying to y'all.
Yeah, no. From a table level, it makes total sense.
You can go now if you want, Green Warden.
Well, next in the order would then be, did you choose to go before me or first in order? Because did your rat go first?
Well, he had to go before you because you said you're using Fast Shot to go.
Yes, first. But he said he was going before.
Before Fast Shot.
Before
Fast Shot. Yes. So he now has a turn, I suppose.
Well, she would have her Fast Shot turn then.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Can I shoot something on the giant cannon instead?
Sure.
Because if the giant soup bubble shows up, she knows better than to shoot that.
Yeah, you've seen this before. You know what happens.
Yeah, I know exactly what happens. It's a waste of my arrow. I wouldn't waste my arrow. So swivel from the right all the way to the left. If there's anything there that looks, I don't know, remotely important.
Okay.
Like,
are there any glowing red points?
Yeah, like like weakness zones.
Yeah, most of it is like metal and warp stone, but you could aim for some... like tubes.
Yeah, tubing or piping or something.
Yeah.
Maybe damage it enough so that it won't work.
Go for it.
Would that be that wouldn't be a trap test, right?
What?
I don't know.
I was just range bow.
Sabotage it or something?
Just range bow is good. Make it average. Because you're not targeting anything on the map.
Oh, the arrow shield's on me, by the way, not on
him. Oh,
it's a personal spell.
I'm sorry, I accidentally didn't take off my targeting for malice, so it's saying.
Oh, did target him?
Yeah, I did. Forgot to take it off.
That's okay. It was just so to calculate success levels.
You sure? Because I could have done 17 damage.
Yeah, so you did 17 damage to the thing, minus its toughness and armor, which would be significant. Obviously, as a construct, this thing would have a ton of wounds, but you know, you're trying specifically to break things that would not be easy to fix, like put big holes in cables and tubes.
I'm hoping that some, like, something is spitting or oozing or steam is coming out of it.
That just means it's working right.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
I've already explained the Skaven construction needs to be stupid and bad to work. That's why no one makes stupid, a good warpstone gun except for them. It has to be bad.
I'm making it bad.
That's kind of true.
Well, okay.
So
you're improving its efficiency.
So I just edited the most recent episode the other day, and in that I was talking about how he has something called Malice has something called a warp smoke generator. And I couldn't find rules for it in the book. I was looking at a PDF for the book on a different computer that is updated and has the rules for it. So he collapses, Lucky casts the spell, and then from the thing on his back just goes and starts spraying the smoke out all over around him.
Enjoy your bubble of smoke.
Listen, I'm sure it's gonna do something awful to me.
Yeah.
And I've never made any decision that didn't have immediate consequence.
That's very true. And then Lucky,
like this one right here.
A couple of storm vermin charge their way over towards you, but they can't quite get there. They're not. How fast are they?
Toward who?
I mean, 5. Towards Lucky. I don't remember what I just said. All right, Jonna is up. She's going to channel once again. Since her last spell didn't work, she's going to try something a little bit different this time. She's going to channel Tesla's Arc. Same spell she tried to cast before, but this time she's going to channel it instead. And she's going to get 7 success levels. Go, Jonna. That's already enough to cast. That's more than enough to cast it already. So hopefully she can do it properly next turn. And she's going to enter the bubble. Actually, she's going to go up right next to Lucky.
That's too bad, because I plan on getting right the hell out.
Something is showing up here as... question mark, question mark. Who is this?
Trudy.
God, that bitch.
What?
That's Malice at the top of the order.
Yeah. Right after, between Jonna and Lucky, there's something popping up, and I don't know who that's supposed to be. So it's Lucky's turn.
Nope, I've already gone.
It's this guy's turn. He's going to move up over Schmer. You see another rat come around the corner you couldn't quite see with that outcrop. And he turns towards Lucky, and he goes with a warp block pistol.
Remember the minus 10 for moving.
Don't you hate it when your rules come back to bite you in the butt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greedworn's up on her perch, just like seeing the other rats come around the corner and going,
that's a miss.
You're a moron.
She missed, idiot. All right. And then there's another one. I'm going to go over there, and he's also going to try to shoot Lucky because you're the closest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go, he's got a warp musket.
Okay.
So he holds up like a rifle. And we're going to make it difficult.
Daniel.
What?
Could I have a resolve for trying to help the downtrodden?
I missed again. No.
Why?
He's not the downtrodden.
What do you mean? That's
he's the leader of this whole Skaven place. He's not downtrodden at all.
He's currently downtrodden.
Injured. Downtrodden. Injured is not the same thing as downtrodden.
Anyone at a... and the negative end of a power dynamic.
No. Mm-mm. Webby's turn.
Maybe his Dennis could be considered downtrodden.
Close. If you had helped the warlord that was tied up, he was downtrodden. But Webby let him out.
Downtrodden is an active condition.
All right, Webby's up.
I want to be very clear. I was not helping that guy. I was just trying to create chaos in the ranks.
Yes.
Because it'd be funny.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think it worked.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, would you classify those four Skaven as a group of some sort?
No, there's two next to each other, two engineers and then two storm vermin, but there's, you know, 4 yards between the two sets of two. So no, I wouldn't call that a group.
Okay. I'm going to approach the ones in the back here. think that they are much more dangerous. Let's see. How far can I move? Can you remind me?
What is it? 16 yards. 8 spaces.
Okay, so I can move there.
Behind the engineers.
Shoot. Wait, who are these guys? Who are these ones down here?
Oh, what? You see what are those jerks doing here? So you see two Skaven down at the bottom with you've seen this kind of thing before where there's two Skaven working in tandem where one has some kind of strange weapon and the other is like helping it. This team, the guy in front has like a big, looks like a barrel of a cannon strapped to his back. And you see the one behind him loading a green sphere into the,
oh God,
the barrel.
Oh, are these the guys with like the Jazael?
No, it's not a Jazael.
Okay, I need to not blow up whatever that mechanism is because it looks dope.
It really
what,
does.
What can I do?
All your priorities are backwards.
Alright, remind me how using resilience works.
Allows you to choose the number of a die roll before or after you roll.
Before or after? Freebies? Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a bomb on these two here. I'm gonna chuck a bomb at these two engineers in front of me.
Oh, nice. Okay.
They are a threat to my kind. By which I mean other engineers.
We knew. It's
funny because that's immediately what I thought of.
Oh, that's exactly what I thought.
Other engineers.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't helping us.
All right. Not so yet. I get a minus 10 because I moved, right?
Yep. But they are within range. So you don't have to worry about modifiers. They're one, let's see, your range is 3. So they're actually not within short range because that would be like next to you. So you're just at minus 10.
Okay, then I'm just going to raw bomb it.
Okay.
Okay, it didn't go well. I do have one fortune point. Can I use a fortune point and then if it doesn't go well, use a resilience?
Yep.
Let's try.
Absolutely. Give me them points.
You get both of them because that was also bad.
Wow.
You could always beseech the dark gods and reroll it again.
That sounds fun.
How are we sure this is even like the actual last bad guy? Like for real?
We don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, who ever said that?
You know why? Because no one ever talked to him. They were just going to kill him. There's no way to figure any of that information out.
It's true. It's true. Going to kill him either way.
I'm using a resilience. I think that we got to call the numbers before this gets out of hand.
And you're throwing a bomb?
Yep.
So how many success levels is that?
How
many are you going to give yourself?
Not many, but I'm going to crit it, so I'm assuming it'll kill one. Both of them.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, that makes the most sense.
They'll both 11. Get credit about it.
Well, actually, I gotta look up the rules again for bombs, because don't they get like the... You add the units die or something, I can make the success levels ridiculous.
Oh, that's true. You could... they do have the dangerous quality where you use the unit die instead of your rolled success levels. So you could just choose, like, 10.
Yeah, if I went with 10, I feel like that would do good enough.
It wouldn't be a crit, but it would be 10 success levels. I think that's, like, 22 damage.
That's pretty good. Let's do that. Let's do a 10. Gonna throw a 10 ski at him.
So I'm gonna assume you're gonna throw this maximum range so as not to kill yourself.
Oh yeah, that'd be another, that's a secondary priority I would definitely keeping in mind.
Secondary priority. These bombs have blast what? 4?
I think 5.
That's gonna be tough. Well, you chose the number rolled, so you'll be able to roll it, throw it out of your...
Is there any chance I can hit all 4 of these guys?
That's what I was thinking. You'd have to throw it past the engineers in front of you, so it'll land between the engineers and the storm vermin and probably kill them all.
That sounds great. Yeah, let's go with that.
22 damage. All right, so the engineers have 12 wounds. Let's see, can they soak 11 damage and survive? They got toughness 3 and plate armor.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, they're actually soaking 9, but it's not enough.
I thought they were just wearing, like, piss sheets.
And not these guys, apparently. They got open plate helm, breastplate, bracers, and then leather.
Ooh.
But they're dead now. You blew them to smithereens. Smithereens. So I'm definitely going to double check the storm vermin to make sure they die, because they might be a little bit tougher. I'm sure they have armor as well. They have 11 wounds. Toughness bonus 3? Really? And then they actually have a lot less armor. They only have a mail coat. So they are definitely dead as well. Good job, Webby. You just killed 4 wrecks.
I'm going to take out a cigar and say, I'll send you my bill.
Huge explosion. Everybody but, I can't remember if Green Wardens experienced a bomb before. Definitely in the mines. Incendiaries.
I mean, the mines definitely blew up in my, like,
first. But not a Webby bomb. You weren't, like, saw him throw a bomb and kill a bunch of stuff. Oh, no, on the,
I think
the
I did.
Path. Yeah, the path yeah. up to the brass
key. Oh, yeah.
Killed, like, 10 at once.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well done, Webby. It is Mina's turn.
I do think Green Warden would recognize that that is a larger than normal explosion.
Yes. Okay, yeah. From my vantage point, can they see any other Skaven other than the downed Malice?
No.
Not okay. currently.
Would it be okay if I shouted out to her?
Shout out.
Mina, we got some more unfriendlies over here. That kind of thing?
Sure.
Okay, I will make my way in that direction. How many can I move with my bed leg?
I think your movement is down to like...
2?
2? Right. Yeah, your movement's 2. So you can go 4 spaces. You know, half as much as usual.
Okay. Ish. Yeah. No, I'm in the wall. I'm on my way!
You can use your action to sprint.
Okay.
As well and go again.
Okay, I will do that. 2.
I often forget 3. About that.
You're so on the wall right now.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I'm with Jana now.
Aw.
I'm going to say you went to here
okay.
and then over.
Okay, cool.
Diagonal gets you further, yeah.
Good job, Mina. All right, Webby. You see them load up a weird sphere thing, and then it goes, thump, and it launches this glass ball at you. It is a poison.
I suppose they also had to take a check to see if there was a fear from bombage.
Well, they weren't targeted. You killed everything that was targeted.
I was Green Warden, but you went through that whole tomorrow with her.
I guess I don't have to make sure it's loaded. Let's do this thing. They're not going to move first. I finally got a hit.
Why don't you miss?
I mean, barely, but I did it. All right, so Poison Wind Mortar has special Poison Wind Globe ammunition. So
that sounds great.
When the globe shatters, so basically it hits you, rolled a 41, so it hits you in an arm?
Yeah, left arm.
Left arm and yeah. shatters, releases a cloud of poisonous gas 3 yards in diameter and 3 yards high. The cloud is going to persist for 2 rounds. You know, I shouldn't have said that. You don't know that. Every character within the cloud must make a challenging toughness test.
Or what?
We'll see.
Get poisoned?
We're going to have to see.
Okay. Use your eyes. Use them well.
Yeah, we didn't do it. What do I get? How much poison am I...
So giving? You're going to suffer... It says suffers a +4 damage hit that ignores armor and toughness. So 6 damage.
I chihuahua.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that good burn that I like.
Burns inside your nose.
Mm. That's damage or poison conditions?
Damage.
Just damage?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got hit for 6 damage. I'm still up.
Oh, that's right. You did a bunch of healing before. Let's
see. It's kind of all I do.
You throw bombs.
That's true. The target must repeat the test every round they remain in the cloud.
Think you need
what
to...
What if I just leave?
Well, yeah, that's where the cloud is, so...
Ah. There's a cloud now.
The
yeah.
cloud is
not
there.
Not going to follow me. It doesn't got that AI tracking.
Nah, mm-hmm. not this time.
No GPS.
The other guy's turn. He's going to try to... He works on reloading.
Does Malice have a cloud around him too?
Yeah.
Is it poisonous or is it just smoke?
It's just smoke. All right. End of the round. I got to apply bleeding 3 to Malice Manrak. He survived. He rolled a 39. He ain't dead yet.
I was really hoping for the really satisfying he bled out at Lucky's feet moment. That would have made me feel okay about it.
All right, we are at the top of the round. It would be Malice's turn. If we want to do any fast shot or anything like that. You said you're out of fortune, right, Lucky?
Correct. Unless you want to give me one.
Give you what?
A fortune.
For what?
I don't know, just because I'm a nice guy and you like me. And you like seeing me smile.
All that's true, but I'm not giving you a fortune right now.
Ah, shucks. You did do that thing with the magic card. That was mean.
No, that was funny.
Mm. What was it?
At Adepticon.
Oh, he did that to me.
I know, yeah, that's what
you said. Like, he did that thing to you.
Oh, no, that was a great bit.
I know this is breaking character, but I have to say it. Tim, when you get irreverent and jokey in this game, you are just incredibly cute.
Aww.
I need you to know that.
Aww.
Because you like seeing me smile, like, melted my heart.
I'm gonna take the compliment. Thank you, Ben.
Wow.
You know how nice of a guy Tim is?
Shut up!
It was somebody's birthday while we were playing Magic today, so he gave him a couple of packs.
So nice.
And he was like, thanks, Tim. You didn't
want to accept them at first either. I was like, what packs do you want for your birthday? And he's like, no, you don't have to do that. And I was like, if you don't tell me, I'm going to get you Spider-Man. He said, oh, God, no.
Anything but that.
He is not a Universes Beyond player.
He is not.
All right. So it would be Malice's turn. He can't really do anything because he's laying there unconscious. Not bleeding out. And so it will be Green Warden's turn.
There's no way down from here, so I'm going to have to go the long way and take that staircase.
You can crank the platform back up.
There's a crank up by me?
Yeah.
Well, oh, I thought it was like on the platform.
Well,
I thought it was on the platform too.
Yeah, it was on the platform, but I think you'd have to have a crank at either end also. Like, if the platform's up there,
you can't. That just means Webby took a long way down. So, yes, I will start turning the crank.
So
it means we could have stopped the crank at any point. But.
Correct, it does. It also means that. Because I would have stopped the crank and then shot him in the head a few times.
But he was at the bottom by the time you got there anyway.
Yeah, okay. Cover that up.
It was.
I'm salty. And I'm Green Warden. I'm going to crank the thing back up.
For how big the cloud is, I'm going to hit his smoke cloud. I'm going to make it like 2 yards.
All right. I can't tell you how perfect that smoke cloud is for me right now. It's very convenient.
Great.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I really am.
Is my turn to bring it up?
Yeah, we'll say it gets up there on your... You cranking it for your turn. It's Jonna's turn. She can't see any rats, so she's going to move... Oop, the wrong tool selected there. She's going to move over here to where she can see the poison wind globe. And she's going to try to zap them with some lightning.
Get him.
Tesla's arc. Skidaboom. 7 success levels.
Damn. Yo. You want me to do the math on that for you?
Yeah, because it didn't apply her already channeled. Oh, yes, it did. Wait, did it?
What was
channeled levels are gone now, but she already had 7 success levels.
What was the TN? 4?
She has 6. She has 7 additional success levels, I think.
Okay.
Because she needed 6. And she had 7 already. No, because she just rolled an 8.
Oh.
So she had 7 more success levels. So that's 14 total.
Are you hiding your rolls on Foundry?
And how many does she need to cast it?
6.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I already forgot the first 8. Number. She has 8 additional?
Yeah.
That's 5 extra damage.
Boom.
Can I target both also?
Doesn't it automatically do that?
Let me read the spell. Be a good idea. I just...
Yes, it would.
One thing I can click on, I can't... doesn't give me an option to increase damage. It's weird.
Because, yes, if it doesn't, then it would do 4 extra damage and target both.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a magic missile with damage plus 10.
Wow.
10
wow.
Plus her intelligence bonus of 5.
I think they did.
It's just 15 damage base.
Oh, but it doesn't arc. I just assumed it did. That's on me.
As it says, yeah, it doesn't arc, but she can overcast to increase the targets.
Okay, so 4 extra damage and 1 additional target.
It's a Lore of Heaven spell. Spells causing damage ignore armor points from metal armor and will arc to all other targets within 2 yards, except those with Arcane Magic Heaven's talent. Inflicting hits with a damage equal to your willpower bonus, handled like a magical missile.
Wow.
Okay. So she does 22 damage.
Dang, girl.
Guys, we gotta take her out. She's clearly the biggest threat here.
They don't have any armor, certainly not metal, so either way, she zaps both of them with the overcast for 22, and they soak a whole 3 of it, so they are absolutely dead.
Goodness.
She fries them. And, like, nobody can see her, but if you could see her, because everybody's got a big cloud between them and her, she has this face, this look of just hatred. And just,
oh, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, they cut off her big toe.
They cut off her big, they captured and tortured her for like at least a week. We don't know exactly how long. This is a very cathartic moment for her to just Emperor Palpatine zap him.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Perfect. So she's absolutely distracted. I'm in this little smoke field. I'm going to move up to the opposite side of her so I have all the arrow shield and the smoke and this corpse in front of me. I'm going to kneel down and I'm going to cast a witch spell and try to congeal this guy's blood so he don't got to know bank more saves about it.
Ah, he didn't do it. That face says, I'm sad I have no fortune points.
Yeah, sure is. It sure is sad. I rolled an 84.
You feel a tug on the winds of magic as you do this, and Jonna says, there's a dark wizard in here! She attempts to dispel it.
Stop. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to beseech the dark gods to reroll that.
Just saying, you feel this tug.
That'd be like a double negative, right? She would cancel it out. She wouldn't be able to tell it was happening.
Oh, yeah, because she failed. Did she fail? Because we saw the roll. So that gives me 2 extra success levels because she accidentally supercharges it with her god lightning.
I did make that roll public. I was hoping she would get any positive success levels. But yeah, she got -2 that time. She didn't roll another 8. She rolled an 83.
Okay, I would have to roll because I'm over my threshold if I were to.
Maybe you could get a tummy mouth.
Maybe I could get a tummy mouth.
Wait, tummy mouth?
That happened.
I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't.
You're not gonna beseech her that creature.
I'm not gonna. Correct.
All right.
Okay.
So you attempt to do it, but it doesn't quite work, and that'll bring us to Webby. I'm gonna keep us in initiative right now. You don't have any like active opponents currently that. Bomb really simplified this combat. I thought this was going to be a lot worse for you guys.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's kind of a running theme with
you. You say that every time.
I know. I keep forgetting about the bombs. I don't know why I forget about that.
And let me just point out, how many Skaven has Mina attacked?
0. None, actually.
No, you shot the big one.
You got the big one.
I mean, I shot the big one, but like in this right now, of the 6 Skaven that are dead, none. By my hand.
You haven't even seen any of them yet.
Way to go.
She's got a short little leggy. We're trying to give her a break. I'm going to, even within the cloud, I can tell that Lucky messed up. and I'm going to run over and push him brusquely out of the way, and I'll bandage this, I'll stabilize this rat thing. One side amateur. I'll hip check him.
I'm on the other. I'm not even in your way.
<He's not. laughs> Really makes it a point to run around.
Webby would actively go around and do it on purpose.
I'm doing the Anchorman thing where I'm like, get out of the way, and I move out of the way that I'm running in order to push someone.
Love it. So are you trying to get rid of the bleeding conditions, I assume?
Yeah, I'm just trying to stabilize him. I don't want him, like, useful.
All right, so he's got he's got 3 bleeding conditions. So you got to get at least 3 success levels on this, but you do have your field bandages or something. I keep forgetting what that talent's called.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about what it means. I got rolled a 28, which is at least 5 success levels.
Okay.
I don't know what
else I got? He's definitely not bleeding anymore. Okay. If he survives, he is fatigued.
If he doesn't survive, I'm gonna have to do all sorts of crazy stuff to him to figure out what he did to make this cannon. And I don't think anyone aside from me wants that. So make sure he doesn't die.
All right. I am. I'll have Mina can take her turn here.
Okay.
And I think we'll be done with combat rounds since Malice is stabilized. and then we can roleplay killing him or not.
I would like to take a look around this cannon and see if I can find any tools.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I would like to start, messing with stuff to try to make it not work.
I want some kind of skill test here. What do you think is appropriate?
I mean, honestly, I will just bash it to hell if you would like.
Because
I don't really have a whole lot.
Just give me a melee.
I could do like an intuition if you want. Like, I feel like this might work.
I like that.
I think this has a little bit of glowy thing.
Give me an average intuition to see, like, judge how well, how good of a spot you picked to bash.
Yeah, man, I rolled a 24, so that's...
Dang.
Yeah, 5 success levels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're smashing things and things are falling off.
And just a little tap, tap, there, and just a little rip here.
Exactly. and then Malice's smoke cloud kind of fizzles out. I'm going to take us out of combat. The arrow shield is still there.
I'm just
going to... Because that's going to last minutes, right?
How long is it going to take Green Warden to get down from where she is?
I was going to have you just take this another round to get down.
I don't know. Whatever, double the normal. Can you look it up with your electronic books?
Its normal duration is 4 rounds.
So, yeah, 8 rounds. So we're certainly already past 2 or 3 of those.
Yeah, so it'll stay there for a while you can role play. After you kill all these guys, things start to quiet down a little bit in here, and everybody give me a challenging perception test.
I fail.
1 success level.
Is this sight-based?
No.
Is it low light conditions? It gives me a free success bonus, so like...
it's a hearing-based test.
2 positive.
7 positive.
Whoa, Green Warden rolled a 2.
Wow.
So Webby doesn't notice because he's too busy trying to bring the Skaven back to life. Who's not dead, he's just unconscious.
I'm just smacking him at this point.
Then everybody else, you realize that this floor is like surprisingly quiet. Lucky you can hear there's some sounds from below, and with 7 success levels, Green Warden, you definitely can hear there's fighting below you.
Perfect.
I guess you are freed, man. Skaven, the thing you let go is causing your havoc downstairs.
I know, isn't it great?
It is. It's absolutely fantastic. As I walk up, pull out my short sword, and stab the rat man.
Why? What are you doing, Seth?
I feel like time needed to elapse before you got there.
Oh, it absolutely did.
But
we were talking about all the fighting downstairs while I walked up. I just sauntered up.
She walks over and pulls out her sword. Others can react to that.
Yeah.
Any responses?
Oh, hold up. Three more.
Just wait a minute.
Drawing her sword is on the stack.
In a minute.
Just give us a minute to talk. He might be the only person that can help us disable this.
It's not a person.
I didn't say person.
You did.
She's got you.
Don't pretend.
All I did was gender him. That was it.
Nope.
This thing might have the only information that we can have access to stop this. If you kill this, we might not be able to do what we came for, which is prevent them from firing this.
Webby, you can't figure it out?
You damn well know he does not want to figure it out. We need somebody else that might actually have information that's going to benefit this situation.
Like, I will want to figure it out. I mean, that's definitely true. But I also want to talk to him. I want to figure out how he created this in the first place. Check this out. Wait, here, I'm having some brain things. This might be new for you, but for me, it means things. If he was able to create one, we should know how he created one so that the Empire at large doesn't allow the Skaven menace to... Because they're all over the place. How do we know that this is the only can? He's probably got some intel. Do you think that he just created this thing all by himself? This is a big organization. They clearly have multiple different targets. I think that there's a network. He must have some information that would be good to get
and
from him.
If we
with a syringe or something.
If we remember the play, right? So what happened in that? They were building a big weapon, and they fired it off, and a bunch of people got mad. And then they came here and they found the exhaust port and they blew it up. But it turned out that the rats were making another one somewhere else that we have to go to where they fixed the exhaust port. So we
and it's fully operational.
It's fully operational.
Lucky, did that happen? I wasn't paying attention to the play.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't read then.
Green Warden stabs the rat.
What?
Wait, okay.
I mean, I'll weakly try to defend.
Yeah. I'll try.
You guys try to physically stop her?
I'll try to knock the sword away with the staff.
I mean,
with
it's
true.
That's probably worth at least a quarter of a Mina, right?
Yeah, technically all three of us were ganging up on her.
Is Mina over here?
Mina is breaking a giant cannon.
Yeah, I'm breaking
still
the cannon.
Smashing the cannon.
I'm smashing the cannon.
I really wish you'd stop that, honestly.
Pick your fight, Webby. Me or the cannon?
Jonna, do you know how to stop to break this thing? Do you know anything about this cannon?
I know we must destroy it.
So my concern is that this thing right here might have information on how to actually do that.
Or we can blow it up.
He's completely insane. He'll tell you what you want to hear, but I don't think any of it will be true.
Okay.
He's a mad rat.
I'm gonna...
Two success levels.
Weapon test sword.
Can I try to defense it with my staff?
Yes, you could try to deflect it.
I do.
Webby said he's trying to help, so we'll say that you're outnumbering currently, so make it average.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I rolled a 16 on a 54.
I'm kind of just wiggling my fingers at her and hoping that she...
Distracts. So Lucky's able to deflect your sword with his staff.
And I get an advantage.
Sure.
All right.
You really don't like Green Warden.
Uh oh.
What is?
I got a +6 against the cannon.
Oh, I thought you were.
I thought you were joining me. I was like, oh, sweet.
No.
I thought you just were ending the argument from afar, like smashing it. Just shot a gun.
Yeah, that is so distracting.
Jonna, what are you doing?
Jonna is channeling her Azir.
Okay.
To herself.
All right.
Because
I'm preparing another Tesla's arc. There's a dark wizard around somewhere. I sent somebody channeling Dar earlier.
Oh, I think it was his backpack that shot off all the smoke. It was probably charged with warp stone and Dar or something.
More reason to kill it.
Mina, would you come over here? I'm gonna look. Let's delegate. I'm the person who blows things up. I'll have an easier time figuring this out than you. Okay.
We just need to destroy the cannon and leave. We need to stop talking. Yeah. And destroy the cannon and leave.
I don't disagree at all.
I'll do that. We'll come over here and help with Lucky, and I'll go and destroy the cannon. Perfect. Easy. Good.
Mina, he's going to try and fix it.
I totally won't.
I don't either.
They promise.
But let's give him a shot. Maybe he'll actually blow it up because he knows. I don't know.
Okay.
What's
go ahead, Webby. Happens? Go to the cannon.
Okay. I will go back over here.
Switcheroo. Okay.
And now I try and stab it again.
Jonna steps past Lucky and goes, zaps lightning at the cannon, assuming she passes her casting test here.
Yes, girl.
Then as Jonna shoots, Green Warden stabs.
I'll try to slap it out of her hands again with a stick.
Would you restrain Green Warden from killing NPCs, please?
Can we even wake this thing up?
They want to save it for I don't know what reason.
We explained it multiple times.
Did you beat me?
I had 3.
I also had 3.
What's your skill?
My skill?
Mm-hmm.
55.
Fuck, really? I would love to lie about it, but I believe I just said I'm testing on a 54. So.
Oh, no!
By one.
By one.
That's so good. So Green Warden does, I'm just going to keep this roll. She does 11 damage. To his right leg, he does soak some.
He's like dead.
Well, he still gets toughness and armor.
It's still meat.
You stab him, he soaks 8 of that, so he takes 3 damage. So he's at -3. So give me a d100 roll, and we'll add 30 to it for a crit.
You want low here. I want you to have low here.
I was going
to
say, you liar.
92.
Oh.
Oh!
He's dead.
He's probably dead, but let's triple check. That was a leg hit.
Maybe it just
cuts. Femoral artery.
Cuts his toenails off or something.
What'd you roll? 92?
Like when 92? You cut your nail too short and it just like hurts.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Forever.
So short, it cut him above the thigh where his femoral artery was. So he just bleeds out.
I don't want core rule book. I want up in arms. That critical hit table's better.
He gets major injury hangnail.
Okay.
Infected hangnail.
You rolled a 92, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Plus 30 is 122.
Yes.
That is a cut tendon. Major tendon at the back of your leg is cut, causing the scream and pain as their leg collapses. Gain 2 bleeding, 2 stunned and prone condition. Look in horror as your leg never works again.
Well, I mean, okay.
You, you know, sever his Achilles.
That's good. Now he can't run away.
Great. Is he dead yet?
No.
I feel plot armor happening.
No, major characters get, like, multiple critical wounds, kind of like we do.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to keep stabbing him, like a pin cushion.
You were,
Can you wait until the rest of us can do anything?
No. We literally are playing with a cannon.
We just made a deal with Webby. He was going to go do that, so we wouldn't do this.
So,
can't for... Can't initiative order again. I need rules.
I mean, I'm close. 126 would have killed him with a shattered pelvis. You were very close. Mm-hmm. But he's not dead yet. He's got 2 crits because he also has. Oh, he's got 3. Minor leg cut tendon and ragged wound. But he's tough, so he's
I'll
not
try
dead.
Like shaking him and slapping his face to try to. I don't know if we're going to try to talk to him before she kills him. He had better wake up.
You have advances in the heal skill. You know that you need to like. Perform some kind of medicine on him to wake him up. He's not just going to wake up, especially with Green Warden stabbing him. So let's just, I'm going to put us back into initiative just so it's easier that way.
Probably should have said, don't take us out of initiative.
Yeah.
So Green Warden just went. So it would be Jonna's turn. She says, I'm going to help destroy it. And she's going to channel again.
Yep.
5 success levels. Then it's Lucky's turn. This is an interesting conundrum. I feel like most parties would be like, he's dead, let's go. Or let's destroy this right away. I really like that you guys are trying to save him to get information.
I feel like it would be like, and this is a little metagamey, but I'm like, clearly there's not, my assumption is there's going to be some stupid thing where we can't permanently disable this without some type of information. We're just going to be whacking at something and then they can just pour some goop in it and then it's going to fire again.
They do have a lot of warp fuel in this room.
Right. So
that's full. Well, one is leaking heavily.
Well, and so
I went through and stabbed all of them.
Did you? I thought you only stabbed one.
No, I stabbed all of them and it made my sword funky. My room.
On the way up.
They're all leaking heavily.
Yeah.
So obviously the warp fuel we need to get rid of too.
Yeah.
But, and any way that they can make more and all that stuff. And I don't know if we can just stab a giant chunk of warp stone to get rid of it. I'm not going to try to stab her. I'll just cast dart at the fucking cannon. I pass.
He sounds so defeated.
I do 4 damage to it. It soaks it all.
Probably, yeah.
It's like
it soaks it all.
It's 9.
The magical equivalent of kicking a dead body.
9 damage to it, but I'm sure it's hardness and all that.
It doesn't actually have stats for it. I'll tell you that, but yeah, it would be like
minimum I do 1.
Yeah, it'd be the minimum 1 for sure. Okay, I was re-downloading the book, so I have the more recent one. Webby. Is fixing it?
Nope. Okay, they are distracted. This is the only chance I'm gonna get. I grab literally any kind of information that I can about this cannon. I'm going around, I'm doing the equivalent of grabbing all of the files in like the lawyer's office and just like, I'll go through it later. I'm pilfering. I'm taking anything that I can that I would be able to use in the future. That lets me know how this thing worked and what its operational principles are on, how much warpstone it requires to fire, what the refining process is, how many workers you would need to create something like this. I'm just learning. I don't know what that looks like in regards to this, but I will also make sounds as though I'm considering how best to dismantle it.
Nice. Give me...
Yes. Mm-hmm. That looks important. Yep. You know, making a big show of it.
Cover up noises.
So give me a quick average perception test to represent how much stuff you can grab up in that time.
I would rather make an evaluate test.
Okay.
How does that sound?
I can go with that.
Okay, I got it exactly.
Okay, so you find 4 pieces of information, like, we'll kind of determine what it is later, like schematics and whatnot.
That's fine.
I rolled a d4.
I'm just going to say there's nothing else I can learn from this that I can do in a short time frame. I'm comfortable now looking to see how to blow it up.
Cool. Mina.
Okay. I would like to search the body. The almost dead body.
Okay.
Let's see if he has any kind of like journals or whatever, you know?
Cool.
Might be something interesting on him.
Okay, so his listed trappings are engineer's toolkit. He's got all kinds of like utility belt stuff.
Yeah.
Hand weapon. He's got like a sheathed sword. He's wearing a helmet, heavy armor, a really cool looking halberd that's like glowing green that he never got to use against you. The warp smoke generator, which I just realized now isn't like a concealment cloud. It's a poison cloud, but I'm not going to do it now. Too late. And a warp block pistol.
Okay, I don't want any of this. Dumb.
I want all of it.
Like a diary. Like, dear diary, the keystone is
up, located. Up, down, down, left, right. It's like BA start, and then it's all over.
You also see that his halberd has like a cable attached to part of it that is running into part of his backpack.
Face Ben is making is great.
You haven't seen this kind of technology from them before, but you get the sense that there's something in his backpack actually powering this halberd, which is part of why like it's glowing.
This is so weird.
I can use halberds.
There's a pole arm.
It's like a light source.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It's true.
No.
Would you guys grab things from him for me?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of tools. Is that helpful to you?
It is. Grab all of it. In fact, grab all of him. In fact, don't kill him.
What? Okay, so I went to the next round of combat on Foundry and prompted some rolls for Malice to see if he's stunned from one of the crits. She's already unconscious and everything. And then it says Green Warden won against him for something. I don't know what. But he is newly bleeding from that crit. So we got to see if that kills him before the next round. And he doesn't. He's got a 53. He's fine.
That bleeding condition may have been when I accidentally left him targeted when I shot the cannon.
Well, from the cut tendon, he did get bleeding conditions from.
Okay.
So we'll say that's his turn, trying not to die, and it is Green Warden's turn.
And with great relish, she takes a step up toward him, and she's going to stab him again, but she's going to aim for the neck if she can.
All right, and Lucky's not trying to stop her this time? Or no, Webby said he's okay with destroying the cannon now. Are you still trying to stop her from killing him?
So... here's my thought process.
Thought process.
Is if it seems clear she's going for a specific like attack or, you know, like trying to cut his head off, stab him in the neck or whatever, I would like to use my staff to just slap it so at least it doesn't hit where she wants. And I can take just a tiny bit of satisfaction.
Okay. All right.
And so, slapping down with it. So it'll still absolutely hit him. But...
so we'll roll, both of you roll your, like make an attack roll with your weapon. And we'll, if Lucky gets a higher.
I crit.
I also crit.
Did you really?
What did you roll?
I rolled a 77. So I crit failed 44. Is what I'm at.
You rolled a 44. So she stabs him right in the neck. Mm-hmm. And you,
it's a very slow pointed, you are dead.
Yeah.
Slit. Like.
And you like. Instead of hitting the sword, you clang on his like big backpack of like metal stuff, and it's like shakes you a bit, and Malice Manrak is dead.
I got him. Don't worry, guys.
And we'll see what happens because of that next time in 313. Yeah. Oh, Skaven's number.
Pleasure that.
What do you mean, what I mean?
Dead. As cool as it would be for me to also have a fucking Ghostbuster backpack Halberd, I don't think I'm going to touch it.
Right, because you know
I'm absolutely going to touch it.
Because it's full of warp, so do we all know it. Or it's whatever green glowy ooze it is.
But at the end of the day, I could do so much cool stuff with Warpstone. Ben fucking takes it all, and then he just shoots it at people.
So warp blade, it's a warp blade halberd. So it's been improved with his own custom warp lightning accumulator. Anyone struck with it must make a challenging endurance test or become stunned.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the cloud, I wish I had.
That's why I asked if the cloud was the cloud. Well, I assumed it was dangerous.
Well, I thought it was just like a concealment cloud, but I forgot because it wasn't in that other PDF. That it says every non-Skaven in the affected area must make a hard endurance test or gain a poison condition.
Damn. Lucky would be very poisoned right now.
Right? And Skaven just aren't affected.
I'm kind of surprised that the thing that shot a poison thing didn't give me a poison condition.